such a simple call to make. However, things that are simple are condensed to their essence. So we want to say thank you for his thoughtfulness, for his consistency, for his willingness to share with all of us. He's built one of the largest teams in Isagenics, and he's put together a retreat called Follow Your Bliss. It's coming up April 22nd to 24th in St. George, Utah. I get to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you, Donna. Good morning, everyone. It's so beautiful to be here. Thank you for showing up like you do and playing at 100%. I think it's amazing. And, you know, being open is definitely one of those ingredients, you know, in our lives that help us go to the next level when we're open instead of being closed. And that's a really big deal, obviously. So let's all take a let's be open to taking a breath together right now. Let's start off with that. On three, straighten up and just breathe into your utmost capacity. Get as crowd as much air in as you can. On three. One, two, three, breathe in. And let it go. I just love that. I love it. I love it. Well, good morning again. And just the messages this week have been so amazing. Dave MacArthur on Monday, I listened to it again last night. It's just an epic call. And Tuesday, Udonna rocked it. And Wednesday, you know, Rhonda was so amazing. And Rhonda has some things going on. And so I just want everybody to just send her love. And you know, everybody has something going on, right? And so just remember, I think, I just send love to everyone, and I name you, and I just hope that gets through, and it feels, you know, like you have that extra person on your team, in your corner, you know, and that's how I feel about you. That's how I feel about my tribe. It's like you're on my side, and you're for me. And I'm for you, and so that's beautiful. So with that, I'm just super excited because it's Thursday, and Casey Pluff blesses us. She blesses us with messages that are things that are coming up for her as she's in this, and as she continues to build and continues to grow and continues to be open. It's a real treat for all of us. It's a huge blessing, a huge contribution to have her download and to teach us what's on her mind. And so with that, multimillionaire, I think pretty soon new house owner, I think getting the keys to this dream house. Casey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, indeed, so many epic, you know, shares always taking place. And, you know, and isn't it so thinking true that we all have things going on, you know, like even people that you look outside and you know, you might think that you have a window into their life because you're seeing what's going on or these great things, but it really is so true. I mean, you just never know what people are, you know, going through, or, you know, there's always things that we're all, you know, struggling with. And it's such a beautiful part of life. It's such the contrast. It's such a gift, though, to have even those things that might be challenging at times. And, you know, like you said, Lenny, what an absolute blessing to have, you know, people in your corner. And something that, and this just came up to me, and then I'm going to move on real quick, but I just wanted, this just made me think of it with you talking about that, with sending Rhonda love. You know, Tonglen meditation. Am I saying that right, Lenny?
Yes, it's okay. Ancient Buddhist a meditation called Tonglen. Yes.
Tonglen. Okay, so just want to make sure. And I'm not going to get into the details. Lenny could get into far more of the details, but it's something that I've been doing lately, just because when you do notice anybody's hurt or anybody that does have pain in their life or things going on, you can just really, you know, love heals all. It truly does. Like, love is the essence of what's true in this world. And so when you can just dissolve that, and Lenny, you taught me so beautifully, you know, just how it can be a practice, just very, very basically, but where you just kind of dissolve and you can just picture any hurt being dissolved with your love around your heart, and just, you know, sending just massive energy, because our thoughts and energy are actual physical things, you know. So what a beautiful gift to give that to someone. And we can do that always, and we never even have to tell anyone, but it's just something that I've really, you know, just try to do it daily for, you know, just everyone. Anytime you, you know, since hurt, so pain. So just a beautiful reminder for that that just made me think of that. But I do. I want to talk, you know, I've talked about being into this whole mode of intention and really studying Wayne Dyer's book, The Power of Intention. And I just wanted to touch a few things because I was reading this with my friend Chris the other night, and it was just like, oh, my God, it, like, gave us goosebumps when we got to the part about love being part of intention. And so I just really want to elaborate on that. But, he does talk about there's, like, these four steps, right? And I was just looking and seeing, like, how much it applied to my isogenics business. Because when we get into isogenics, right, or really into anything for that matter, what does it take when you're starting to make change? Discipline, right? To begin an isogenic business takes an enormous, if you're really talking about building the business, not just, you know, using the product, sharing it casually, it really takes an enormous amount of discipline because this business is just as easy not to do as it is to do in the beginning because you're not seeing the desired results yet. And, you know, you're having to learn new things. A lot of times we resist learning new things. Part of our ego, part of what we're comfortable in, part of our safety mechanisms, right? And so it really does require that intense discipline that is only going to be mastered through practicing, you know, through truly practicing it daily and setting aside that devoted time to do that discipline of just making yourself do it. Right, and you really just have to start to release the things that no longer serve you during this discipline. So it's not just the task, the physical task; it's also the mental thoughts that we're having to begin to discipline. So think about all the negative thoughts that might come in, or you can't do this. That self-doubt talk that's coming in, or what about the people around you that are, you know, self-talking? So that discipline to put up that wall that Dave calls the watchman at the gate throughout his podcast. You have to put that watchman at the gate up as to what we're allowing to come in. So that really does take that discipline. And also, you know, the discipline to kind of sit down and get your blueprint together. We don't start building a house without a blueprint. Why do we start building a business without a blueprint, right? Why are we going to start formulating this business, this financial freedom vehicle, but not even going into a blueprint of what our organization looks like, what our leaders look like? Like, have we even thought about that? And, you know, based on what stage someone is more so like how developed their blueprint, you know, is going to be. Maybe a new designer, a new architect is just going to design like one little room, one little thing, right? Maybe one that's been doing it for a long time is going to just do this huge grand house with all these different rooms and more detail, right? So whatever stage you're at, maybe first it's just, you know, a manager, or maybe it's, you know, principal executive, or then maybe it gets down to what my leaders look like, right? Maybe I've taken the time and I've applied his next step, which he talks about, wisdom, right? So wisdom for me and this whole isogenics, it's like how we always say, too, that we have our knowledge on ice, the person who's going to study, take all these notes, they're watching everything, they're going to all the events, but they're paralyzed in taking the action, right? They've been disciplined in doing a lot of the task, right? They're a taskmaster, right? They're doing all that stuff, but then it's not getting applied. And then we have where we call that ignorance on fire, where someone hasn't taken the time to get disciplined and taking the time to read all the things. They're just so freaking stinking excited that they've put isogenics in their body and they're feeling great. And so they're going out there a little bit ignorant, which is exciting always too, which is definitely what I did and verbal vomited over everybody. That was me, ignorance on stinking fire. And, you know, just telling everybody about it, but it's still, they're still taking action. So that wisdom comes about when we start to get in harmony, you know, with our thoughts and our intellect and our feelings about, you know, what we see our team becoming. We've taken that time where we're getting emotional just about everything taking place and really just taking the time, though, to be that student. You know, the best teachers are the best students. Every master was once a disaster. And there, I think that there's a shift in this point where it really, it's no longer knowledge. It's like you get into this phase of wisdom and not just like learning things. And when I saw a quote, and I don't remember who said it, but don't wish that it was easier. Wish that you were better. Don't wish for things to be easier. Wish that you were better. And that really resonated with me because how many times was I wishing that this was just easier, that things would go a certain way, and I wasn't honing in on my craft. I wasn't making my skills better, right? So really just kind of maybe do a self-evaluation on what have we done lately to make our skills better. Because, you know, and how are we going to make our skills better? It's by the books we read. It's by the events we go to. It's by applying it. It's not just watching the compensation video and then drawing out the comp plan, right, for yourself. Then it's asking someone to draw it out for them and then for that, right, and then just continuing to hone in on those skills. And then, you know, I have found that as I've gotten better, everything's gotten better. A technology. I didn't know really how to use Facebook that much when I started. I learned it. I didn't know how to use LinkedIn. Learning it. I didn't know how to do presentations, virtual, GoToMeetings, Zoom. I didn't know how to use any of that. Learned it. I didn't speak in front of people. I hated speaking in front of people. Learned it. So where are you on that wisdom stage, and how much are you taking in so that then, because I promise, our business is a direct reflection of us, right? Our business is a direct reflection of how we're improving and then what we're attracting, because we don't attract what we want, we attract what we are. That's just all there is to it. All we can do is attract what we are, not what we want. So that's a great thing. And then I was thinking about how he was talking about love. And in this, I'm going to read something directly out of his book, and it talks about, so love is a third stage. After we discipline ourselves, especially with wisdom, and we're intellectually, we're studying a task, we're applying it, this process of mastery involves loving what you do and doing what you love. In the world of sales, I call it falling in love with what you're offering and then selling your love or enthusiasm to potential customers. So this is really like the aha, and I'm going to read it again, just one part. In the world of sales, I call it falling in love with what you're offering and then selling your love or enthusiasm to potential customers. And I'm going to come back to that. But then he goes on, the next step is just surrendering. And so when I think of surrendering being the next stage, when you're doing all that, right, and after you have fallen in love with what you're offering and what you're doing, when you do all that, then you can truly surrender to the fact that you are in action, you have your faith, you have your belief, and that's when things just start continuing to take place for you and you start to see the growth. But really let's talk for a minute about loving Isagenics. I love Isagenics. Lenny, you told me something, and it has stuck with me. If you cut me, I bleed green, right? There is nothing truer than that. If you cut me, I will bleed Isagenics green. I have pins in Isagenics green. it's just looking. If any time I see green, I think of Isagenics, right? Anytime I see a picture of the chakras in the body and I see that the heart chakra is green, I think, yeah, because that's Isagenics. Right? Like that it should be green. Like, so I associate that the heart chakra is green because Isagenics is green. Like, that's how much I love Isagenics. And, so I want to ask everyone, where is your love for Isagenics in these products? Is it, like, frustrating that I have to purchase 100 points to be active? Like, oh, this is expensive, and, man, I have to purchase 100 points to be active? Or is it, like, holy Hannah, I get to purchase 100 points, and that's all I have to purchase to have this incredible nutrition in my body. I love it so much. I'm so stinking grateful that I get to buy Isagenics, because guess what? When you're talking to someone, right, and you're in love with what you're offering, that's going to come across. But if you're like, oh, my gosh, I got to purchase 100 points, what do you think is going to come across when you're talking to somebody about Isagenics? That would be what's coming across. I love Kathy Coover. I love Jim Coover. I love that Kathy Coover does her, like, monthly, they do the, the updates. They send flowers to people who, are climbing to five-star. They have all these, rank advancement things of celebration for people and recognition, like how they came out of retirement and how hard they work. I love that Kathy has you know, worked with Jim and Eric, and just this love has trickled down, and that the corporate staff is so incredible, and that I have cell phone numbers of, you know, corporate staff members that help me. When I was on vacation, I was in full trust that my team over in Asia was getting nothing but the best, and, you know, Sean Scott was messaging me and keeping me updated about my team over there, and, you know, just always offering to support me. Like, I love the support of Travis and, you know, Travis Garza, Chris Nish, like, just the fact that we have this global company to change the world, like a compensation, like I love it, and I love learning about it. You know, I love learning about the differences. I love learning how to present. I love that they're always adding new money. I stinking love it. And, you know, also, though, it talks about, he talks about when you love everything else about the game. You love the challenges that you come across, because it puts you into a mode of learning how to fix a challenge or how to overcome it or how to work with corporate staff to make it better. I even love the challenges about Isagenics, right? So, like, where are we with that love stage of this whole creation, this intention of what it is that we're doing? Do I like, oh, my God, I got to read. I don't want to do any reading. Or am I like, I can't wait to stink and read another book, or I need to go to Barnes and Nobles and brushing up. You know what? I need to get on this webinar. Yeah, you know, I've been to a couple ICUs already, you know, last year, but I'm going to another one, right? I need to brush up, and I love that I'm going to get to go. I love that I'm investing my money and that I'm going to go to that event, right? So just really, how much about this, about the product for when you're working with somebody on the product side, and about the business and everything that comes along with the business and the person that you're becoming, do you love? And all the challenges that are making you better, that are making Isagenics improve too, where are you on that love gauge? How full is your love tank, as the love languages and people talk about in relationships? Where is your love tank? How full is it with Isagenics? Because I promise you, how full it is how fast you're going to run, how smooth you're going to run, and then truly, you know, what our team is going to look like. So I thought that was so beautiful. In the world of sales, I call it falling in love with what you're offering and then selling your love and enthusiasm to potential customers. So let us all get out there and, you know, just really raise our love tank, whatever we got to do that, and then we get to surrender to the process, we get to relax, and just allow ourselves, you know, to be carried by the same power that turns acorns into trees, blossoms into apples, and the microscopic dots into humans and the souls, that same energy that is carrying out this whole beautiful divine process that God carries out is going to be the same thing that helps us carry out building our business. And it's all truly from that whole, you know, just love, 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 love. Love is everything. So that's my message for today, Mr. Evans.
I'm just beaming with this joy and love, and my cheeks hurt actually a little bit, but I'm going to love that pain in my cheek because it's good for me, right? Oh my gosh.
Well, I need to
what
get
a beautiful
to go to the
message.
Dentist.
Yes. Gosh, love.
I
love it. This is such a great message today, Casey. Thank you. Thank you for always delivering and from your perspective and how it actually works. It's just really important, you know, and I think it's in a happy pocket full of money. Where he says, work is love made visible. I think he's quoting Khalil Gibran or somebody, but that's just so true. Love is work made visible. It's service made visible. It's what we do. And you just explained it so beautifully. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. And guys, we are so blessed. Like, you know how, Donna, you always talk about what separates, you know, everything more almost. It's like we have the culture. We have the people. We have the relationships, like that is just, we are just so blessed. And I'm telling you, when you really step into that love phase of like what this is and you love what you're selling, you know, because I mean, truly, we're all selling this gift. We're offering a gift. And it's to get the relationships, the person you're becoming, and people will sense that, they will feel it, and people will come from all over the globe to be a part of that high love vibration, and you don't even know how they're going to show up, but they are, and it's just because you're so in love with what you're doing that other people just have to have it.
Mm. Gosh, it's so true. It's so true, and you know, love is that secret ingredient. What's coming up for me is it's the secret ingredient that makes the world go round. Well, we know that, but in Isagenics, it's like as we love the product, we have this passion. Remember, all those calls, it's all about once you fall in love with these products, if you can fall in love, then everything could happen. Love makes it not about you. Love makes it about the other person, and that is the place to be operating, where it's never about you. It's always about them. If it's about them, then you're going to go the distance. That's just, gosh, we could talk about this subject for the rest of the day. Maybe we should.
this call should
probably come to an end. And I am super grateful because we love to keep it around this time limit, you know, so that people can plan on it and people can know that, you know, they have other things to do. And so let's all take a big, deep breath and let's try this one on today. Yesterday was all about joy. Let's just see how it feels to be love. I am love on three. Let's all breathe into our utmost capacity and let this integrate and feel the love. One, two, three, breathe in. I am love out. And that's how it works, guys. Love out. Love in, love out. Love in, love out. Get it in to get it out. That's the deal. It doesn't matter when we get into love. It's when love gets into us. So, Casey Plus, thank you for that brilliant message. I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's do a 1, 2, 3. Let's shout this love. Maybe in Latin, Isagenics just means love. That could be. So, hold on, guys. And we love you. Here we go. All right, we're live. Let's do it. 1, 2, 3. Isagenics.